What is your face story podcast? Let's talk about the collagen and how do we develop the lines and grooves on the face. So it doesn't matter what age you are. As soon as you turn 25, you are already losing collagen at 1% each year. And after menopause, about 2% each year. So that's a huge number. By the time you're 60, you lost about 25% of collagen. And if you are not doing anything to remedy that, you are going to look much, much older. And you will probably look for invasive procedures to do something about it, because it's kind of late in the process to do it naturally, or it's still possible, but it will take much longer. And I do know that 1 million people every year is looking for fillers, the hyaluronic acid fillers. It's quite all right as long as they are not overdone. And when they are used frequently or completely overdone, your face looks unnatural. So the best bet would be minimal plastic surgery, or just regular plastic surgery, lifting the whole neck and the face at the same time. I do know there is a good plastic surgeon on YouTube talking about different things, and I do like him because he mentions natural remedies as well. I guess that's how he gets the views. That's fine, but I appreciate that he's giving us options. So he talks about the plastic surgery that involves the face and the neck at the same time. He doesn't ever do plastic surgery just on the face. And that's true because they are connected. So if your face falls down, your neck falls down. And you just look. And some people do parts of the face as plastic surgery for the face, and they leave the neck out, and that's totally gives away the age. So it makes no sense. So if you want to do it, you just do the whole thing. And yes, you might have to mortgage the house to do this, but some people choose to do that, and I know that for a fact. Okay, I'm gonna give you an option. If you start doing the healthy lifestyle early on in life, it doesn't matter. It doesn't have to be at 20s. You can start at 50, because at 50, you still have good amount of collagen left, and you can restore that. Collagen is the most abundant protein in a body. About 30% of our body's total proteins is collagen. It is a primary building block of the skin, the muscles, the bones, tendons, and connective tissues. So our skin is definitely a connective part of the connective tissue. It connects the whole organ structure into one. Okay, so what can you do to rebuild collagen? First, you need to go on much more advanced skincare products that contain peptides, all different type of peptides, not just simple peptides. And ideally, those products are professional, not diluted, not over the counter. They are professional products. I love a vitamin C, ascorbic acid also. A retinol is a good option as well. Hold on. Retinol is a little irritating to the skin, so be careful with that. Go slowly. It will take about 6 months or longer for you to see the results, but yes, it's going to work its magic after that. So use that if you can. Otherwise, our peptides, Beauty on Command skincare line has peptides that are so amazing. It is definitely a winner for all of my clients. It rebuilds collagen pretty much in 2 weeks. You can see your cheeks are getting plumper. Eventually, everything goes up because the collagen is being boosted. So, yes, I didn't want to talk about the skincare, but if you are wondering what that is, that's why I mentioned that. Secondly, the healthy lifestyle includes healthy fats in your diet. So it's absolutely essential that you don't go low fat. Fat never makes you fat. It's the carbs. So what is healthy fat? It's avocados. Just add avocados to your breakfast, to your lunch or dinner. Just keep adding the avocados. They are really healthy for us. What else can you do? Fish, of course. Fish oil, capsules, if you need to supplement, collagen powders, which is the hydrolyzed powder. Yes, I couldn't come up with the word. It's hydrolyzed collagen that it's mostly absorbed by the cells because it's broken down into small particles. It's very easy to absorb. Otherwise, collagen is not something that you should be looking for facial creams because it won't absorb. Okay, so what else? Well, bone broth. I don't know who drinks bone broth. I have tried to make it a couple times, but well, it's just it's not very convenient to do that because it will take more than 12 hours to make that in your slow cooker, and the whole house may just smell like bones. It doesn't really make sense. So good collagen powder, hydrolyzed powder. What else? Healthy meals, organic meals, organic meat. So those are the things that you might be including. Well, instead of, green powder is... Organic green powder is very beneficial for those of us who are not really consuming enough greens or reds during the day. And I do like that convenience. So I buy organic powders to supplement. Okay, so the last thing I want to talk about is exercise. If you exercise your body, you know you grow, you stimulate your muscles to grow and expand, and with the help of collagen powders or protein in your body, in your digestive, you will build muscles. Even if they are collapsed by the time you go to the gym, in 2 weeks, literally, your muscles will go back to its shape that you kind of like. And you can continue with that. The same applies to the face. The face has muscles. In fact, it has 50 muscles. Majority of them are on the surface. The biggest muscle is your cheek muscle. And the lips attach to those cheek muscles. So when you chew a lot, when you smile or talk and move your face a lot, you're actually exercising your face, literally exercising your face. So there are many people who are sitting down at the computer all day and actually keeping their face literally frozen. That is a problem because the skin, the gravity is going to take advantage of the muscles, and because they are loose and weak, it's going to drop them down. Once the face muscles are dropped, the jawline shows not as defined, and then eventually the neck is going to show double chin or even folds. So how to remedy this? Massage your face. Literally, just massage. It doesn't matter how to massage. Just make big circles all around the face. Use firm pressure, but you must use facial oil before you touch the face with the massaging. Facial oil or any cream, lots of cream. Make sure the hands slide off the face. So that is the massage part that you should be doing for the face every day. Just do 2 to 5 minutes every day, and you will see that if you start living the healthy lifestyle and supplement and use the professional skincare products that contain the peptides and what else? Ascorbic acid, coenzyme Q10, all sorts of things that antioxidants, that's the gist of it. If there are antioxidants in the product and in your foods, you are going to win. So you can undo the damage, even if you are looking older than you want to look, or you should be looking, you can reverse this process. So that might be a lot for you if you haven't done this before or you don't know where to begin. So please send me a message. You can send a message under the podcast and ask me questions, or you can simply visit my website at speranzifacial.com. And once you're there, you can just either book your appointment or send me a message to ask questions.